You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Even with the ease of ebooks, it's hard to replicate the feeling of reading a page turner and actually turning the pages. So book lovers in Oakland rejoiced when the Oakland Public Library opened its curbside pickup service this summer. Now library goers like KALW's Christopher Agusa can get their reading fix while keeping a 6-foot distance.
Okay, so I'm texting my name to this number. It's gonna let them know that I'm here. Oh, and I'm up. Hello. Thanks. Okay, so came in this paper bag. Okay, and here it is. The library book by Susan Orlean. Appropriate. Pretty simple, super quick, very easy.
But libraries also provide communities with key services like internet access and learning programs for children. So what happens to families and kids who depend on libraries for more than books? In our series, The Essentials, Christopher talks with a children's librarian who's working to preserve what makes the library so special.
There's different hello songs, right? One that I've always liked to do was just a lot of waving. So it goes, "Hi, my friends, and how are you? How are you? How are you? Hi, my friends, and how are you? How are you today?"
That's Laura Liang.
That's like a hello song.
If you couldn't tell, she works with children.
I am the supervising librarian for children's services at Oakland Public Library.
One of her favorite parts about being a librarian is interacting with young kids during the library's popular storytime events.
There's one that's a lot of fun with bubbles, too, but I don't have bubbles. Generally, I have a bubble gun, and then I sort of walk around the room and I spray bubbles at everybody, and the kids just go insane.
That sounds really fun.
In another world, we will do this again.
In another world, before shelter in place, story times happened in person, with kids and their families sitting in a circle around the librarian who led them in songs, rhymes, hand movements, and of course, stories, all of which develop literacy skills. In this world, library buildings have been shuttered and many librarians have been reassigned as disaster service workers.
So a lot of our library staff have actually currently been working as at meal distribution sites, at produce distribution sites. When our doors closed, the work needed to be done elsewhere.
There's still a lot of work to be done at the library, though. Laura and the rest of the essential staff who have stayed on are trying to keep some of the library's core services going. One of a librarian's key jobs is to answer questions. And that's still the case, but the questions have become more urgent.
I think kids are really confused. You know, they don't really understand what a pandemic is or why you have to wear a mask outside. What's going on out there? What is Black Lives Matter? Or what is the Stonewall riots? And so we create programming that sort of explain in a gentle way, but also in an informational way, what these protests were about and what they are about and why it's important.
To help answer these questions, Laura and her team make book recommendations and often bring in experts. Like when they had a drag queen guest host a story time and talk about LGBTQ pride. They also make videos that teach kids about basic habits that keep us healthy, like this sing-along.
Wash your hands, put them away, get some soap. Rocket ships go zoom, let's all wash our hands today, rocket ships go zoom.
This is one of over 100 videos that Oakland Public Library has posted to their YouTube channel in the past few months.
Wash our hands today, pet the dog today.
And it's not just kids who have questions. Laura says parents are a little lost too.
You know, there are a lot of resources out there and sometimes they just want to find one landing page with maybe a list of books that are okay to read to a child to help them understand, to say, hey, I know this is a confusing time for you. It's probably a confusing time for a lot of people. Here's something that you can read about to help you understand why it's important.
It's really important to Laura that the library feel like a safe place to learn and explore. Her passion for this work goes back to her childhood, which was so intertwined with the Oakland Public Library, it's like she was destined for this job.
I grew up in the Oakland Public Libraries. It's really where my heart is, especially growing up in an immigrant family where my parents didn't know English, right? So that's the language I primarily spoke outside the home. And so when I come to the library, I'm able to not just connect with other Asian kids who are speaking my home language, but connect with other people who speak English and who can just sort of help me understand sort of this world that I'm growing up in, where, yes, my home life is Chinese, but externally, my life is also in English.
So having bilingual story time really helped her grow and engage with the world.
I found Oakland Public Library to be my refuge. So I want to be able to provide those opportunities to kids as well.
Oakland Public Library was also her first job. And when questioning what to do with her career, it was a librarian who helped her figure out the path.
Some of the librarians who work at OPL basically watched me grow up, and I'm working with them now. I remember working with a teen librarian here when I was in high school who always just seemed really understanding of all the struggles that you would have as a teenager. That really helped me sort of gain this respect for a librarian and what they had to do. Because it's not just providing reading recommendations. There's all this social interaction. You build a huge relationship with the teens and the kids that you work with.
Laura recently returned to Oakland after spending 10 years as a librarian in New York and San Mateo. But it was a far cry from the kind of homecoming she expected.
I started this role probably 7 days before Shelter in Place started. I got a really brief intro, and then it was like disaster planning. What happens next? What's our next steps? Do we close the library?
That's exactly what happened in March, when all physical branches were shuttered. Since then, Laura and her team have been racing to adapt the resources that they know the community depends on to a socially distanced world. Video story times are just one piece. They've also been giving out internet hotspots to families in need of access. And the summer reading program, which is typically planned out nearly a year in advance, had to be retooled in just weeks.
We've really had to like take a step back and brainstorm and think of different ways that we can reach our community.
They're like improv artists, figuring things out on the fly. One recent idea, art classes in a bag. It's replacing a series of art classes the library was supposed to host in person.
Each bag contains art supplies that will allow children and families to create several art projects, anything that they want.
Laura is really proud of the way they've transitioned so many services online, but she acknowledges that addressing the needs of families without internet access is a big challenge.
We are distributing free books. We're sort of contacting our community partners and anyone who might be engaging with families in person in some type of way. We can get a book into a child's hand so that they have a chance to read and to explore.
Then she says they've done their jobs. And in the past, the most gratifying part of Laura's job was seeing a kid's reaction to real learning.
They have this light bulb that goes off that's like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. Maybe it's a magic show. Maybe it's doing an art project.
These moments don't really happen anymore. Not in the same way. But sometimes something comes close. She says it's like a little boost of fuel. Like when she met one kid picking up books for the summer reading program.
And they're like, we read every week. And I'm like, that's amazing. Did you turn in your summer reading log? And they're like, we did. We dropped them off in the book drop. Can we get our free book? And it's just so comforting to know that they're so excited to read throughout the summer and to come pick up a book. And so I think that was a moment where I was like, yes, this is why I do what I do.
Now that school has started, Laura has shifted her focus to supporting teachers who have the monumental task of adapting an entire semester to a distance learning model.
I feel like in a normal year, we are a well-oiled machine.
In the past, they would do a lot of library tours and class visits. This year, they're doing everything they can just to get books into kids' hands or their phones.
We're willing to do a virtual class visit on Zoom.
They do free online tutoring.
Run book clubs for our kids after school.
Arts and crafts programs.
STEM programming, so science, technology, engineering, or math programming.
And you can even book a librarian to get personalized reading recommendations. Laura says they're trying as much as possible to recreate the atmosphere of the library.
We hope that our story time videos are welcoming. We hope that they can find a space to just take a moment for themselves.
But Despite all these efforts, that idea of the library as a refuge, which is so important to Laura, it just can't fully be replicated online. Sometimes the building itself is important.
It's hard because not only is the library closed, but everywhere is closed. And so for kids who have really relied on the library as a safe space or just relied on the library as a place to go with their friends, you know, that's why we continue to keep our eyes and ears open for opportunities to reach out to our children and our families and our teens, letting them know that we're still here. Anything that we can do, we will. And that we look forward to the day that we can reopen our buildings and welcome them back in.
In Oakland, I'm Christopher Agusa for Cross Currents.
Christopher is an audio engineering fellow at KALW. Most branches of the Oakland Public Library are open for curbside pickup from Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.